In this audience, the fatal shooting of Jonathan Ferrell was fresh on people's minds. It was a little over a year ago that CMPD officer Randall Carrick shot at 24-year-old Jonathan Ferrell 12 times, hitting him 10 times. Latavia McLean says that was excessive.
Whether they pull out a taser versus a gun or a mace versus a gun, instead of just pulling out your gun, were the other tools that you could use on your belt to not result in something fatal.
CMPD arrested Carrick and charged him with voluntary manslaughter less than 24 hours after the incident. Monroe says it's important for CMPD to be humble and admit when officers make mistakes.
We do things that we're not supposed to do sometimes, and we have to be able to admit that. You have to see some of the scars that we have. And we're going through a process now where we're taking that Band-Aid off and allowing people to see what some of those scars are so that we can put forth a better opportunity to teach ourselves some of the best ways of interacting with our police.
For example, Monroe says this year, new police officers and all command staff were required to attend a training called Dismantling Racism. The program focuses not only on blatant racism, but also different forms of racism, like institutional racism within agencies.
It's not necessarily personal, but it's historic, and it's hard. You know, I've watched several of my recruits to go through it, and some break down in tears, some get up and storm out. But I think it exposes our officers to what, if we're not careful, what a community can feel, believe, and react.
Monroe says two other priorities include increasing cultural competency among police officers and making the police force more diverse. 74% of CMPD officers are white. Audience members said one way to improve community relations is for officers to be more active in the communities where they serve. Latavia McLean had her own ideas.
Connect with some of the parents in the schools, connect with the jails, connect with just communities where you have high rates of violence. Connect with them, come out, leave out flyers. Make phone calls, anything, because there's a lot of citizens that really want to help.
Monroe says there are plans next year to create a police academy within a public high school with a large minority population. The goal is to expose students to careers in law enforcement and build more positive relationships. But he adds that residents also have to be more engaged in the communities they live in so that they can help police do their job better. About 50 people attended the forum, which also included discussion of poverty and education. But most of the discussion focused on the police. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.